Chapter 1. What is willpower? How I spend my days. I'm exactly the type of person I wanted to be. My favorite film director, Clint Eastwood, once said something cool like that. There's no way I could ever say that, but I am spending the types of days that I used to want to spend. I'd like to give you a look at an average day in my life. My schedule on a typical day. 5 a.m. Get up, do some yoga. 5:30 a.m. Meditate. 6 a.m. Work on my writing or my blog. 7 a.m. Clean house, take a shower, do the laundry, have breakfast, prepare my lunch. 8 a.m. Write in my diary, practice English, read the news or social media. 9:10 a.m. Take a power nap, a strategic way to go back to bed. 9:30 a.m. Commute to the library. 11:30 a.m. Eat lunch. 2:30 p.m. Leave the library. 3 p.m. Take a power nap. 3:30 p.m. Go to the gym. 5:30 p.m. Shop for groceries at the supermarket, return emails and check social media. 6 p.m. Watch a movie after dinner. 9 p.m. Bring out my yoga mat and stretch. 9:30 p.m. Go to bed. My schedule is basically the same each day, and it doesn't change whether it's the weekend or a holiday. My off days are when I have special plans like seeing friends, going to events, or traveling. I take about a day off each week. I'm now 38 and single. I live alone, and I write as an occupation. Anyone can do that if they're single and they have freedom as a freelancer, you may think. But things were completely different for me when I first obtained the time and freedom that I had dreamed of. Enjoying retirement for a while. All of humanity's problems stem from man's inability to sit quietly in a room alone. Blaise Pascal. In 2016, I left the publishing company where I worked and began writing freelance. As I had just received a bonus, I wouldn't have to worry about money for a while. No one would get mad at me, no matter how much I slept each day, and I was free to go out and frolic during business hours. I had spent 12 busy years working as an editor. It wouldn't hurt to take it easy for a while. That's what I thought. So, I took up diving, surfing, marathon running, taking on many challenges that had been on my bucket list. There are many new skills I've learned, too. Driving a car, growing vegetables, and DIY work. I moved from Tokyo to Kyoto and enjoyed visiting places I didn't know in the Kansai area. This may appear to be an ideal situation. Many people would probably like to spend their time like this if they won the lottery or after they retire, not doing things you don't like doing and doing everything you've ever wanted to do. We're happier if we don't have too much free time. When I was working as an editor, it had been a great joy to read books during the short breaks I had after eating lunch. I thought I'd have more time to enjoy myself if I quit work, but in reality, it wasn't like that. You don't tend to read when you have the whole day to read. People often imagine that they could do something if they had the time, but sometimes you can't if you have too much time on your hands. It was also tough to find something to do each day. I'd come up with a chore and take care of it, and I'd find a place that looked interesting to visit and go there, but I would eventually get bored. I ended up daydreaming more often. I would throw my abdominal release ball at the ceiling and catch it as it came back down. This was the only thing I had lately gotten good at doing. One time, I went to a nearby hot spring spa in the neighborhood in the afternoon, but then I realized that for some